You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A thrilling Thursday for the bulls, and that's how we've wrapped up a day at the local equity markets with all-time highs, all-time closing highs for both the benchmark indices. Welcome to the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
The Sensex crossed the 38,000 mark today and the Nifty the 11,470 mark. And it does look like there's no stopping the bulls. Not only do they seem to be in the driver's seat for August 2018, they're also ensuring that the car is in there for the long drive. They've ensured that even after the Sensex clocked a fresh milestone of 38K early this morning, it closed the day above this mark. So where did the Sensex close exactly? 38,032 points. That's 145 points up. And the Nifty closed at 11,470, that's a gain of 0.1% for the day. The banking stocks are really what led the rally today. In fact, the Nifty PSU Bank Index closed 2.98% up today, and the Nifty Bank Index 0.92% to be precise. Nifty Private Bank was also not far behind with gains of 1.01%. So that's really where that rally came from. Then in notable heavyweights, you had Vedanta that gained about 2.56% today. You had Hindalco also gaining 3.4%. In other notable gainers, you had ICICI Bank, Axis Bank and SBI. Bharti Airtel, ONGC and Titan were the top losers. Shares of ONGC also saw some profit booking after yesterday's move. The mid-caps also had a good day with Nifty Mid-Cap 50 closing 0.79% up. Mid-Cap 100 was up 0.49% and Small-Cap 100 also gained 0.91% for the day. So how did it all really begin? Well, a strong note is what the Sensex struck early in the morning. In the opening tick, it hit 38,000 and the Nifty almost touched 11,500 by hitting an intraday high of 11,495.2 today. The rally in banks continued throughout the day, but the pharmaceutical stocks saw a bit of a slump after an initial up move in the morning. The market breadth today was, however, almost even with 1,336 shares advancing, 1,327 declining and 148 shares remaining unchanged. The big reason for the optimism driving the markets today, liquidity, good earnings and foreign flows turning positive. That said, let's move on the podcast to take a look at some of the stocks that made the headlines. You had share price of Ceylon Exploration Technology gaining 5.5% as investor Dolly Khanna purchased over 1 lakh shares of the company yesterday. The purchase is worth about 2.54 crore rupees. Then private lender ICICI Bank's share price gained 4.6% on the back of reports suggesting that the bank has clarified the matter of bad loans in the company. Foreign research house Morgan Stanley has preferred the bank as its top pick in Asia financials, and the research house has kept an overweight rating for the stock with a target of 460 rupees as a valuation that's looking attractive. Then drug maker Lupin fell 0.6% today after the global brokerage house, that's Credit Suisse, has downgraded the stock to underperform from neutral after weak earnings for the quarter that ended June. The research house has also slashed its target price to 715 rupees from 770 rupees per share. Shares of Page Industries touched a 52-week high at 32,750 rupees after the company reported strong numbers for the quarter that ended June 2018. The company's Q1 FY19 net profit jumped 46% to 124.4 crore rupees against 85.3 crores in the same quarter in the last fiscal. The stock gained 7.06% today. Shares of HT Media then gained 2.1% as the board of the company approved demerger of its FM radio business. So the board of directors of this company in its meeting that happened on the 8th, that's yesterday, have considered and approved the draft for the composite scheme of arrangement and amalgamation of HT Media, Next Radio, Next Media Works and HT Music and Entertainment Company and their respective shareholders. So those were some of the stocks that made the key headlines. Global update. Well, markets in Europe fell with investors turning a little cautious on account of trade war tensions intensifying between the US and China. Developments around corporate earnings also kept investors on their feet. At the time of bringing you this update, the Pan-European Stock 600 is flat but with a negative bias, down 0.06%. London's FTSE is also down 0.65%. France's CAC is down 0.1%. But DAX in Germany is up 0.4%. Asian stocks, though, had a pretty decent close, mostly buoyed by the Chinese stocks that ended 1.8% higher. The Shenzhen Composite also added about 2.6% to close the day. The other Asian markets, well, Nikkei 225 ended the day low, though, down 0.2%, marginally so. Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained 0.8%. Kospi in South Korea was up 0.1% at close, and Australia's ASX 200 had gained 0.4%. And finally, a look at where the rupee stands at the time of bringing you this update. It's kind of flat. It's at 68 rupees, 62 paise against the greenback. And that's all from us on the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. Have a great evening. And tomorrow is when we catch you with the next podcast.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.